For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo. The number of coronavirus cases is on the rise in South Carolina weeks after the state began lifting restrictions on movement and public gatherings. Some cities like Columbia have started to mandate wearing masks in public. Joining me on the line to talk about the capital city's new ordinance is Mayor Steve Benjamin. Mayor Benjamin, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
So first, in simple terms, what is this new ordinance and what does it do?
Well, in simple terms, the ordinance takes the advice and counsel of every single public health professional, epidemiologist, and researcher in the country, if not the world, helping people understand that wearing face coverings or masks can significantly affect the transmission of the highly contagious coronavirus. It's something that obviously we saw the need to do in the long-term interest of public health. We're seeing a significant precipitous increase in the number of cases across South Carolina, and just felt that being driven by our long-term responsibility to protect the health, life, and safety of our citizens, we needed to act, and I'm glad that a nearly unanimous vote of our council made this move forward on Tuesday.
And why did the city of Columbia feel the need to pass an ordinance like this?
Well, just as of yesterday, almost 700 of our fellow citizens, Sandlappers, those in South Carolina, died because of this virus. 28,000 or so, I haven't seen today's number, almost 28,000 have been infected. And according to DHEC statistics, 86% of us may not know that we're actually infected. So you're literally talking about well over 160,000 individuals potentially carrying the virus. And what has been at best a haphazard response from the federal government, somewhat lethargic response at times from state leadership, with the exception, I think, the public health professionals at DHEC who have been working hard. And just as we've seen on so many other issues over the last several decades, cities and the metropolitan areas that surround them have had the lead from the front on issues of public health and issues of public safety. On issues of growing the American economy. We're now 92% of our GDP is created in cities and metropolitan economies, 85% of our population. Cities that are thinking about not just where they are today or in 2020, but where they want to be in 2030 and 2040, just can't stand by the wayside and let this level of public health carnage happen in our communities. We've got to act.
Now, getting to enforcement of this new ordinance, how will this be enforced? And do you expect to see, a lot of violations maybe at the very beginning?
No, we hope not. I mean, some of the social media chatter emails, I mean, there's obviously a lot of questions. Our staff's going to be publishing a list of frequently asked questions today, as a matter of fact, so people can have their questions answered. I would encourage anyone within the sound of my voice to go to columbiasc.gov and actually read the ordinance. It's literally just about two pages. It's not a difficult read. There are obviously some very clear and simple exceptions. If wearing a mask affects your health, a certain age, obviously if you're eating and drinking at a restaurant, you can't do those things and wear a mask. But go to columbiasc.gov and read the ordinance. We chose to go the same route as Greenville, South Carolina, and a number of other communities, and treating this as a civil infraction after some of the proposals looked at this as being a criminal effort, a misdemeanor. And that didn't seem to be the proper role, I felt, of our police officers and other law enforcement officials who are dealing with incredibly challenging issues as we speak, to be enforcing a criminal ordinance. So we treat it as a civil infraction. Individuals found in violation are subject to a $25 fine. Businesses that do not, in every commercial establishment in the city that has employees that the public facing, are required to require their employees to wear masks. A business can be fined up to $100 a day if there are violations. This will not be enforced by law enforcement. We have business license administrators and other professionals in the city that will be working to enforce it. And you know, the hope in here, just as we do with most of our ordinances and state laws and federal laws, it's not always just to mandate something, but it's trying to enforce some type of a cultural shift in which we know what's expected of us, and we rise to the occasion So hopefully the law itself won't be the only reason that people are doing something, but people really understand that the significant urgent situation that's before us that required us to act is underscoring the grave situation that we're facing, and people will lead in with personal responsibility and wear a mask. So I hope we won't have any violations at all.
Now, getting to a little more pessimism, what do you have to say to someone who says that you're trampling on their rights or this might be an overreach by the city?
I'm a South Carolinian, you know, so we have an incredible libertarian streak that is linear. It runs from those who are very progressive to those who are very conservative. We have a very don't tread on me mentality, and I can understand and identify with that. But I'll also say that we have an incredible responsibility to one another. I would encourage people to know to recognize that not only are we following our heads and data and good data that has given us the direction on this public policy change, but more importantly, we're being driven by our hearts. The reality that our one true north, every action that we've taken from a stay home, stay safe order to masks to the investments we've made through our resilient Columbia economic recovery, helping stand up our businesses in the early days of the pandemic. We've been guided by our one true north, and our one true north is the preservation of human life, to make sure that we take care of the men and women, particularly those who might be in incredibly challenging situations, unable to socially distance, unable to work remotely, unable to access PPE, personal protective equipment, as readily as you and I might be able to access it. It's our job to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that someone's father, son, mother, daughter, grandmother, that they make it through this pandemic, and we're being driven by our one true north, which is preservation of human life.
Great. My last question. Other cities have passed similar rules. Greenville, as you mentioned, it looks like Charleston and Mount Pleasant are both considering similar orders. Do you think a statewide order will follow?
You know, we'll see. We'll see. We've used the power of the bully pulpit on the local level to urge the governor to do some things in the past. He's listened sometimes. He hasn't at other times. I was encouraged in my early morning conversation with the attorney general yesterday, in which he made clear that these local ordinances are indeed constitutional and within the bounds of the authority of our municipalities. So we will see. It would be a shame to have a somewhat patchwork approach to something that obviously requires a very comprehensive solution. The governor could literally solve this with the stroke of a pen and as a result, save lives. So I would strongly urge that to happen. I am very encouraged, however, seeing so many cities and towns and counties, as a matter of fact, my inbox is filling up, who are seriously looking at similar legislation. I would encourage them maybe to follow the same model that we have so that the constitutionality is preserved. And just know at the end of the tunnel, we'll have a healthier and more prosperous community because of it.
All right, Mayor Benjamin, that ends my questions. Is there anything I haven't brought up that you would like to bring up?
No, it's a thoughtful and comprehensive interview. You know, just I would just want to encourage people that we're going to get through this together. You know, that we're facing the greatest pandemic since 1918, maybe the greatest economic disruption since 1932, and we're seeing, you know, incredible social unrest around race and racism and police violence, you know, since 1968, all wrapped up into a few years in the early parts of 2020. Excuse me, a few months in the early parts of 2020. So we're in challenging times when people are talking about social distancing. I think we need to spend as much time talking about social cohesion. But we can get through this together. But just want folks to know that you have a very diverse and heterogeneous group of listeners that folks want to politicize everything, that there's no red way or blue way to beat COVID-19 in America. There's only a red, white, and blue way. We can do it together.
Mayor Benjamin, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.